Talking today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Colin, exciting news for the cattle industry and really for agriculture, agricultural groups that have for a long time been wanting something done on waters of the U.S. Donald Trump saying, hey, it's time to pull the plug.
We are absolutely thrilled with the executive order that he put out and signed today that basically sets the stage for this rule to be rescinded or utterly revamped and changed. And so to finally get to that point, again, is a huge win for the cattle industry, but all in agriculture. And as you said, you know, this is something that he has been focusing on. It was a part of the conversation that he had with all of us when he was on the campaign trail. It's something that he has continued to talk about by name since he was elected. And when he made the decision to put Administrator Pruitt in place, he also made it very clear that one of his top priorities for the administrator was to figure out a way to unwind Waters United States. And so this is really a critical step in making sure that gets done sooner than later.
Specifically on that whole process, what does this executive order really instruct Administrator Pruitt and the Army Corps to do?
Well, what it does is it actually gives Administrator Pruitt and the Army Corps of Engineers the authority to go in and start the process of either rescinding this rule or to completely go back to the drawing board and start from scratch. You know, the issue that we had with OOTAs compared to some of the other rules and regulations that he's talked about rolling back is that this particular rule had already been finalized and was in place. So there's a little bit different process that he has to go through in order to make sure that this is done in a legal process that is using the Administrative Procedures Act to ensure that it's done properly and will stand the test of anybody who wants to take it to court. So really this is the first step in what will be additional steps using the Federal Register and the rulemaking process to unwind this. But we needed the authority to get started, and that's what he granted today with this executive order.
Now, you alluded to the fact that, you know, could be some folks that were very strongly in favor of the rule as Gina McCartney released it. That means almost certainly we will see a legal challenge to the CEO.
More than likely, and that's just something that we have grown accustomed to with EPA and their rules and regulations. It seems like every time there's a rule and regulation, there is somebody who is suing on one side or the other. So we're not surprised, but I think that that really adds even more emphasis on the focus of doing this right, following the Administrative Procedures Act and ensuring that nobody can throw rocks at the process. As long as we can make sure that the process is solid, we believe that we've got all the science and examples needed in order to substantiate or justify what the president and the administrator are now going to be able to do.
We've said all along, Colin, that it would probably be a fairly lengthy process, a year or two before this thing could really be unwound. Does this speed that time frame up at all, or is that still a fairly lengthy process ahead of us?
I still think it's going to be a lengthy process ahead of us. Really, the one thing that we needed was the authority to just go ahead and get started on it. Now we have that, we can start the clock. So now that that authority has been granted, we can expect probably some pretty quick action in having a game plan from the administrator on exactly how he's going to approach it, and then hopefully very soon start seeing some notices within the Federal Register that talk about the process that they are using to rescind this. Now, the question really is at this point in time, Ron, is will they just completely rescind it and leave it alone, or will they rescind it and then start anew? And that is a discussion that we have had within our industry, is that there's still a lot of uncertainty on the overall scope and jurisdiction of EPA and the Corps when it comes to the Clean Water Act, and we still need some guidance on that. The Waters of the United States was not the way to do it, but if the administrator decides to bring industry in and to really start from scratch and work with us to try to figure out a way forward, then this would also be a good opportunity to make that happen too.
Isn't there some court justification? I think there wasn't there a federal judge that had basically told EPA to do some clarification?
So there was, and in fact, the executive order specifically references the Rapanos decision, which is the one that we have really relied on for quite some time. But even the Rapanos decision, there is still a little bit of uncertainty. So that's why we are going to make sure that we get in and talk with the administrator and see what his opinion is as far as the interpretation of Rapanos and whether or not that will be enough to allow him to move forward with implementation enforcement of the Clean Water Act, or if indeed there needs to be a secondary approach here. Like I said, we've never been against a secondary approach at looking at waters in the United States. We just had always wanted the industry to be a part of that discussion on the ground level. That was never going to be the case with the Obama EPA.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.